friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom Without Arms, Raising Daughter inspires thousands and won't let anything hold her back. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Sarah Talpe is a mom without arms, raising her daughter Lila, while inspiring thousands and won't let anything hold her back. She does everything with her feet and with joy. Sarah cooks, cleans, puts on makeup, and can even write with her feet. To her, this is normal because she doesn't know any different. She was born without arms and has carried the perspective that some people have arms and some don't. She was self-sufficient by the time she was 2 years old and could do just about anything anyone else could do, but found herself frustrated when she became a mom. Through her journey of needing help, God used her frustrations to inspire other people and educate them about life without limbs. Now, she has a following of thousands of people, but to her, that's not her greatest achievement. Her daughter is. "It's a huge achievement becoming a mom," she said. "It's my best achievement. But my disability had to adapt to having a baby. Now I have 2 years of experience and I can do everything with my daughter. She holds me by my sleeve when we walk along the street. It's unbelievable. She's holding it like a hand." Through her humbling journey of asking for help, the mom without arms found freedom by accepting her limitations. Isn't that an incredible perspective? It's much like being sons and daughters of Christ. When we choose to surrender to our Savior, He frees us through His love. It is absolutely inspiring to learn about Sarah and watch her overcome her differences while living her life in the abundant joy God has given her through motherhood. Let this story and Sarah's tenacious spirit be a reminder that we can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Stepbrother recalls faith of Elvis and how singer spoke of God's forgiveness days before death. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Elvis's stepbrother, Billy Stanley, shares about his relationship with Elvis and the conversation the two of them had before he passed away. When Elvis Presley's father, Vernon Presley, remarried in 1960 after losing his first wife, Gladys, in 1958, Elvis gained three little brothers. Billy Stanley was 7 years old at the time. "I remember he picked all three of us up at the same time and said, 'I've always wanted a little brother. Now I got three,'" Billy Stanley shared. "We didn't know who he was, but he talked to us the rest of the night and tucked us in bed. And the next morning he came running in like a fire drill. 'You gotta get up.' We go out to the backyard, and there are three of every kind of toy you could think of. He had a store open up after we went to bed." And Billy shared that Elvis didn't just shower them with presents, but also shared with them the importance of having faith. He taught his little brothers about prayer and showed them how to give thanks every night for their blessings. Billy was also influenced by how much time Elvis dedicated to reading his Bible and studying scripture. "A lot of people don't realize that after every show, he would unwind by singing gospel songs until the sun came up," shared Billy. "He was in touch with the Lord. A lot of people said, 'Well, he did this and that,' but we all fall short. We're all human. As Christians, most of us live under a magnifying glass. Well, Elvis lived under a microscope because he was a big star. It was tough, but the way I like to put it is, he had the devil on one shoulder and God on the other, and there was a constant battle going on in his head. In the mid-70s, Elvis was struggling with his health and had developed a dependence on prescription drugs. His marriage to Priscilla Presley also ended in 1973. It was during these difficult times that Elvis really went to God's word for comfort. "He would just dive into the Bible and read it," said Billy. "Any experience that we all have is in the Bible. It will comfort you. I think the biggest thing everybody has a problem with is forgiveness. But God forgives. All you have to do is ask for it. But we have a hard time forgiving ourselves." Elvis often spoke about how God forgives us. He took great comfort in that. "Once you start believing Jesus came and died for your sins, your actions will change. You will try to stop doing the things that aren't good for you." Billy continued. "He would tell me, 'Billy, if we focus on helping somebody else, it's good for your soul to do that. The Bible says the Lord loves a generous giver, and Elvis was the most generous giver I've ever met. Whenever you're feeling lonely or feeling like nobody loves you, you see that the devil's playground is your mind. But helping somebody else? It takes away all that self-doubt and fears you have going on in your life. That's what we're all put here on this earth for." Elvis believed that. On August 14, 1977, Billy saw Elvis for the last time. The two brothers were hanging out together and enjoying each other's company when the mood became somber. "Do you believe God forgives us for all our sins?" Elvis asked Billy. He replied, "Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked about this for almost 17 years, Elvis." "I just wanted to hear you say that, Billy," said Elvis. Then Elvis went on to talk to Billy about the changes he wanted to make in his life to better his future. He then told his little brother that he was going to go read his Bible, and Billy said that he would see him later that week. "Okay, I love you," Elvis replied. And that was the last time Billy had seen Elvis alive. At the age of 42, on August 16, 1977, Elvis Presley had passed away. Billy Stanley wrote a memoir back in 1989 titled Elvis, My Brother, and he recently wrote a new book titled The Faith of Elvis. And the many lessons that he gained from his big brother are shared in his books. "One of the lessons he taught me is to try to make the best out of every day because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Every day is an event, and that's how he treated it. He made the most out of every day. He lived it like it was his last day," shared Billy. What we saw on his entertainment level was maybe 20 to 30% of what he really was. He was far greater than that. He was a God-fearing patriot and a great big brother. The things he taught me about life, I've never forgotten. What a beautiful relationship these two brothers had, and how wonderful that Billy has been able to honor Elvis and all that he taught him through his books.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.